right now on VFN TV, we're going to be having John Shorey and Jeff Berwick talking about we're 30 days away from an economic collapse. Is this going to happen? We don't know, but we're going to share what they have to say right now on today's program.
Another level about to happen.
Not a 100-year storm, but probably a storm that may never have been seen and may never be seen again.
I mean, people are being evacuated for attics, and areas never flooded before.
Or how could that happen in Boston? How could this happen?
We have to watch what the right hand's doing when they're probably we're trying to be distracted by the left hand. There's one thing our president said. He said that the Middle East needs to be organized.
And I consider it part of my responsibility as president of the United States to fight against negative stereotypes of Islam wherever they appear.
I can promise you one more thing. Even if Israel has to stand alone, Israel will stand.
Nearly 450,000 Islamic terrorists cross into the United States of America.
We already know the news. We're trying to change it. The news is if we don't repent, this storm is coming and it's going to bring great devastation. We are going to suffer hugely if we don't turn.
We're being organized according to the Alinsky tactics, tactics that were taught by our president for 4 years and practiced in his life, but he taught them for 4 years.
Now, Dr. King was saying from the platform of being a Christian, you know, who I believe would be an apostle.
I have a dream. We hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal.
And I'd like to repent on behalf of the law enforcement.
We receive your repentance in the name of Jesus.
Now that we can turn back to God. We can say, Lord, here we are. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways, it only takes seconds for things to happen that could take decades and generations to get over.
It's going
to
be a day like no other day. But when all is said and done, God will reclaim Israel and God will pour out his grace and his mercy even upon the United States of America.
God is about to give us mega grace. And the mega grace will produce mega power.
And God spoke to me. He said, not just United States. Again, there's going to be another greater movement of God's spirit.
I mean, I believe the best days, you know, for the churches ahead.
But think about these seven mountains of culture. You could call them the religion mountain, which would be the church mountain, the family mountain, the education mountain, the government mountain, the media mountain, arts and entertainment and business. When we go into these mountains and make disciples, we can change the world. It's time for us to quit this escapism mentality, and it's time for us to read the word and understand we need to build for 1,000 years. Well, welcome to VFN TV. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and joining me just a moment is John Ramos. We're going to be talking today about, we've already talked about Jonathan Cahn's prophetic word about the Smita year. This is the Smita year, the 7 years of 7 year cycles, and how systematically things happen at certain times. Jubilees happen with certain things, which means God begins to release all the debt, begins to bring freedom back into a life of bondage again. But if we don't do what God says, a big shifting happens and God forces those things to take place. Well, right, John Shorey on Jim Baker's show was just talking about we're a month away from an economic collapse. And if you've been following us, we talked about a prophetic vision the Lord had given, a night vision the Lord had given to John Ramos about, you know, the Lord showed him that in six minutes that there was going to be a financial collapse and the world as we know it would change. The world as we know it would change. Well, understand that's what that means, a financial collapse. So I want you to listen to John Shorey as he's talking about this. You know, no man knows, but basically what the Lord is showing us that this is going to happen. We don't know if that's a specific time or not, but it's going to happen. Take a look at this.
This first question, why do you believe we can't kick the ball down the road another 7 years?
Yes.
The thought that I'm zeroing in on has just hit me this week.
Yes.
Since I've been here. And the more that I've thought about it in the last couple of days, the more I realize that this is really a profound thought of why we can't kick the ball down the road or why we better hope we don't kick the ball down the road another 7 years. You know, a number of prophetic teachers have been, I don't want to mention any names.
No,
but
please,
a lot of prophetic teachers are in agreement that the seven-year Shemitah cycle is very important, that it's going to coincide with the coming seven-year Great Tribulation. Okay, does that make sense? Okay, well, the seven-year Shemitah cycle that we're in right now is ending this September. Okay,
yeah.
We're talking weeks away.
Yes.
Literally 2.5 months, 8 weeks, 10 weeks. You know, we're down to weeks.
Yes.
And we're going to end the seven-year cycle. And the year following the seventh-year cycle is the year of Jubilee. It will be another 7 years before we begin another seven-year cycle. It'll be another 50 years before we begin another 50-year Jubilee. It'll be over 400 years before we see another tetrad of four blood moons on Jewish holy days.
Mm.
So it's like many prophetic teachers are saying it only makes sense that the seven-year Great Tribulation will start during the first year of the next seven-year cycle, and the beginning of that next seven-year cycle is in September. Okay?
Yes.
So it's like a number of prophetic teachers are kind of looking for a way out, and they're saying, well, if it doesn't start this coming seven-year cycle, we can just kick it down the road for another seven-year cycle. And I've been saying it really doesn't make sense that we can just keep kicking it down the road because we've got too much converging. We not only have all of these cycles that are all coming together, but we've got in the geopolitical, in the global events, everything that's happening, the leaders of our country, I don't even want to go there, but you know what I'm talking about. You know what I mean? America is in trouble. So the thought that hit me is that if the Great Tribulation is kicked down the road for another 7 years, there are coming events that we cannot kick down the road. We are heading for a global economic collapse, and there'll be no kicking that down the road.
Yeah, you're right.
There are a number of prophets who are hearing from God, hearing from the Spirit of God, that politically, unheard of events are going to happen in America in the next year or so. Yeah, I can't believe how many prophets are getting confirmations that we might not even see another presidential election.
Mm-hmm.
So here's the point that hit me. If the Great Tribulation is kicked down the road for another 7 years, there are catastrophic events that are going to happen globally and that are going to happen in America that we can't kick those events down the road. These things are going to be happening in weeks to months to during the next year. And what this means is if the Great Tribulation gets kicked down the road 7 years, we are going to see the breakdown of America. We're going to see changes in America like we can't almost imagine. And can you just think about us having to go through 7 years for the next seven-year Shemitah cycle? Can you imagine the breakdown of America to where we literally, you've seen the movie many of us years ago, the Mad Max movies,
yes,
where there was just total anarchy in America?
Right.
Can you imagine if things are kicked down the road for another 7 years, we can't stop what's going to happen globally and what's going to happen in America in the next year. So that would mean we could literally see anarchy and the breakdown of America that could last for 7 years while we wait for the next seven-year Shemitah cycle. 7 years from now, if we have to wait 7 years for the Great Tribulation to start, we are in big trouble. None of us have prepared to go through 7 years before the Great Tribulation even starts. And you know, the reason I just said why I don't believe we can kick the road down the can down the road is because, you know what the Bible says? The Bible says, I will shorten the days lest no one survives. Well, you know
it's going to be so bad, right, that no one would survive if God didn't shorten it.
That's right. But you see, you have to look at which days can be shortened. The 7 years can't be shortened because it's written in the Word.
That's right.
You know what I mean? All the divisions of those 7 years, you can't shorten because it's written in the Word.
That's right.
The only thing you can shorten is the birth pains and the days of trouble that will lead to the beginning of the Great Tribulation. And you see, this is why I believe we can't kick the ball down the road. We are entering into the beginning of that 7 year cycle starting this September. And you know, there are prophets that are saying God has shown them very clearly we're going to see the beginning of an economic collapse in September. And that we will see a slow burning economic collapse that will domino and ripple around the world in September, October, November, December.
This is, you think about this, 30 days away is what, and we're hearing this, Rick Joyner's hearing this, Jonathan Kahn's hearing this, but nobody knows exactly. We know in part and prophesy in part, but listen, this is a climatical point, and you're going to hear in a moment, you know, from Jeff Berwick, that a secular man, I believe, who's won financial markets for years, who will just nail this thing. But I want to be able to first tell you, you know, I had a chance, you know, God put a godly man as a chief of police, you know, in the city of Pensacola, Florida. The Lord told me in April 2014 this is what he was going to do, but he'd asked me to come down and to pray over him and to pray over the city. And so I sought the Lord, you know, the Lord, what he wanted me to be able to pray and the conditions, because it's crazy what's going on right now against law enforcement, in law enforcement, in TD Jakes says all authority is under attack, you know, in America. And as the Lord showed me, he gave me a night vision. He showed me just great, you know, it is going to be out of the box, you know, what's coming to America and soon. And it was a great crime. And I guess you would say, not when you think of gangs, people get a mindset and they just see one particular people. But these were just like your common everyday people that got together to do crime, like 30, 40 at a time. And the police were having to come against them to be able to defend them. I mean, these are tragic times. We need to pray and repent and ask God, you know, stop this storm. But speaking of elections not coming, I want you to hear right now Glenda Jackson as she's saying the Lord showed her that there won't be an election. Take a look at this.
I am in awe over the gift God has entrusted to you of prophecy. Tell me a few prophecies that you've had in the past that have come to pass.
Okay, I was in a church, and on a Sunday evening, God stopped me. Prophecy came on me, and I prophesied that Reagan was going to be shot that week, but he would not die. And so I had everybody stand up and pray for him. And before the week was out, he was shot.
Now, what about Berlin?
Berlin Wall, I prophesied that it was coming down. I prophesied the Gulf War and that it would end soon. And I prophesied the Iraq War and that it would be called those names. Exactly, they were called that. And God said, this war is not going to end easy because America, her pride, she took glory for the Gulf War. And he said that God said, they gave me no glory. They did not look unto me, so it's not going to be over till I say it's over, and many's going to be killed.
And before the election with President Obama, what did God tell you?
That Obama in 07, he showed me, I didn't even know who he was, and he told me Obama was going to be our president. And then when the next election, I prophesied he was going to win again. And of course, you know, many didn't believe it. And they, the major prophets prophesied the other man, Mitt Romney. And, but God told me, I don't care what anybody says, it's going to be Obama. And of course, we know Obama's in the White House.
What has God shown you that will happen in the future?
He showed me that if Christians don't start praying, more than they ever have. Even the church has become the house of prayer. This next election,
presidential election,
is not going to take place, that it's going to be suspended because evil's going to arise and some disasters are going to happen and some things are going to be put in place and the president's not going to be removed. He's going to stay in, and these things are going to happen and they're going to be very bad if we don't get a hold of God.
What other things is he showing you?
He's showing me that the church has got to get back to prayer. Prayer is the power he gave the church. And we got to get the faith of God. Paul said, do we have God faith or are we taught man's wisdom faith? That's what he said in Corinthians. And he said, I come and I showed you in the demonstration of the power of God, my faith by it's God's faith. We got to get back that faith.
Are we supposed to be hearing God at this point? How important is it for us to hear God?
We got to hear God or we're going to be deceived. God is talking. In Revelation, he's talked seven times. For he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying unto the...
What is the church, what is the Lord saying? He's saying, prepare, this thing is coming. He's saying specifically by so many of us that are hearing from God, he's saying, repent, turn back to me. And he's warning and warning, but you're seeing people run to politicians. You're seeing people thinking the answer is a political answer instead of turning to God. I mean, you're seeing many people who profess to be Christians running after certain candidates. Have you noticed how chaotic and crazy the political cycle is? There's not going to be an answer in politics. And if we turn to politics, look what God's saying he's going to do. When we get back, we're going to have Jonathan Berwick talking about, you know, from a secular viewpoint, what's been taking place and what he sees taking place. And he's saying he's not even going to be in the States in October, I believe, September or October of 2015. We need to pay attention. And I want to say this before we go to break. You know, you need to sign up for our newsletter, The Torch, because we have for you as a gift, it's called Prudent Preparation. This will help you think outside the box as you begin to listen. What do I need to do? How do I need to prepare? I need to think outside the box. I need to be prepared. And this is a word that was just given by Jonathan Kahn at Church of His Presence on the Daphne, Alabama, a few days ago. At the end of summer, you will not be able to prepare. So if you don't prepare now based on what we're hearing, you won't even be able to prepare. Sign up for the Torch newsletter at vfntv.com, upper right-hand corner. Follow those prompts, sign up, and you'll get it every single month. But also, you'll get access to and sent, be able to listen to Prudent Preparation, because this is what the Lord says. He says, a prudent man sees these things come and sees danger and prepares for it, but a fool keeps going and suffers for it. When we get back, we're going to listen to Jonathan Berwick talk about working our way up all the way to this smita, this end of September or beginning of September and October, and potential financial collapse.
This is VFN TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
And can you move your arm now?
Jesus went around and he healed all. So all means all. It doesn't mean some.
Hey, how you feeling?
Nah. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Now move it around. Whoa! Oh my gosh, dude!
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
You know, Jesus said even the world can tell the signs. Mm. And he's talking about, you know, you need to be able to hear these signs.
That's right.
And Jonathan Berwick, a successful investor, systematically is going to go through in a logical way, including talking about the IMF, how they're talking about seven, and they're talking about the cycles of seven. And you got to see this, because this is this September. This is in a few days away. Are you prepared? Have you signed up for the newsletter, The Torch? You get to listen to Prudent Preparation right now. You go to VFNTV.com and sign up for it. If you want it mailed, you know, write to us. but you just need to get it. You don't have much time to be able to prepare based on these prophetic warnings.
Well, 6 minutes. You know, the New York Stock Exchange halted for 3 to 4 hours on July the 8th.
Right.
So we're very close.
Yes, yes, yes. And the Lord's saying, you know, in 6 minutes, it's going to fall. And just better to be prepared. As a matter of fact, listen to John Berwick explain it in detail.
What you are about to hear may scare you. An event with profound implications takes place in September 2015. A 3,000-year-old mystery called the Shemitah. Some are aware of it, most aren't. Financial elites on Wall Street call it the end of a 7-year cycle. What they either don't know or won't say, however, is that these endings are historically disastrous, and this one may be even worse. There are signs, both economic, financial, and military, that this September 2015 could change everything about the way we live and work and even survive. Unfortunately, while Shemitah may formally end in September, its ramifications could expand with considerable destructiveness. While many are not aware of the specifics, people are uneasy. A Washington Examiner article reported that 72% in a recent poll feared an economic crash and that those expressing concern were at the highest level ever. Please watch this video to understand what you need to know and how to take action to protect yourself and your loved ones. It may be the most important 30 minutes you've spent this year, or any year. One man has been consistently making calls about the future in finance, money, and politics for decades. They called him crazy when, at 23 years old, he quit his investment advisory position at a leading bank in 1994 to start an internet company, saying the internet would never catch on.
Now, you might recall Canadian financial information website provider Stockhouse Media. Now the company has received a multi-million dollar windfall. Canadian media mogul Conrad Black, Hollinger International, took a 9% stake in the internet startup.
This evening's guest is Jeff Berwick. He is the president of Stockhouse.com. This is a large company that has had a phenomenal growth rate. They're now in 5 countries. They are receiving now 60 million hits a month.
And this is really the final wake-up call. If they don't know now, they really just will never know. The internet is going to be the only medium standing at the end of the day.
His company went on to be worth a high of $240 million, and he sold the company in 2002. After traveling the world, partly by sailboat, before sinking it in El Salvador, he went on to visit nearly 100 countries, making movies in China and living in Thailand. By 2009, he began a free market newsletter warning of a complete U.S. dollar collapse within a decade. Again, they called him crazy.
When we last spoke last January, you weren't very optimistic about the global economy. What would you say about the state of the economy now?
The system is in collapse, and it's unbelievable, and most people don't even see what's going on.
So what are the top things that are grabbing your attention right now?
Mostly, it's how the U.S. government and the Federal Reserve are reacting to all the problems. We're in the last days of this financial system in the U.S. This is Zimbabwe. This ship is going down. This is the USSR in 1989.
Well, lots of people wouldn't believe you. They'd say, you know what, you're out in left field. You're nuts.
In the meantime, in 2011, he told his subscribers to start getting into Bitcoin at $3. It soon went to over $200, and he was called crazy yet again.
Joining us now is the chief editor of the Dollar Vigilante, and he's a Bitcoin entrepreneur, Jeff Berwick. Jeff, welcome back.
Thank you,
sir. Let me get this clear here. Your side of the Bitcoin story is that you put out, or you want to put out, ATMs. So you're the point of contact where I put in my U.S. greenback dollars and I get back bitcoins. Is that correct?
That's correct.
I'm sure that in the past week people have said to you, Jeff, it's a scam. Answer the question.
After Bitcoin rose from $100 in April, it rose to $400 by November.
Bitcoin's a new evolving currency, because of that, and this is a very small market, the total market cap of Bitcoin is $1 billion. So we're only back to where Bitcoin was at the start of this month, so it has been quite volatile.
Since that time, Bitcoin rose to over $1,000 and is now back below $500, but has been very volatile, as he warned.
Well, it started the year at 15, so it's very volatile, it's very small, and so people are really trying to gauge if this is going to become a real currency. If it becomes more and more used as a real currency, it will continue to go up as demand goes up.
Now, however, he is making his latest, most dire prediction. He is calling for a major disruptive event in not only the markets, but possibly in politics, the money system, and your way of life. All to come, possibly as soon as September 15th, 2015.
It is a pleasure to have back on with us world-famous adventurer, entrepreneur, investor, and writer, Jeff Berwick. This may be our most important show yet, so let's get right into this, as you're not going to want to miss what Jeff Berwick has to say today. And, Jeff, you've never been shy about telling people your opinions, but your latest pronouncement may be your boldest yet.
Yeah, it is, but I really think now is the time to be bold. I found that most people don't know about this information, and I think it needs to be shown the light of day. I guess I should start by saying that I've never made such an exact short-term prediction, but when people see the evidence I've uncovered, they'll understand why I believe a massive event could happen as early as this September.
Give us some background on how you came to this conclusion.
Well, it started out quite simply. In 2010, I stated that the US dollar would collapse within the next decade. To me, the path was quite clear. You just look at the total debt of the US government, now at $18 trillion, and its growth, and you can see where this is headed. And when you look further, you can see that even with a monstrous $18 trillion debt, it was only a small part of the story, as so much of the debt and liabilities of the US aren't properly accounted for. Today, the amount of debt and liabilities of the US government is over $95 trillion. That's $300,000 per person in the US, or $1.2 million in federal government debt and liabilities for every family of four. I'm sure you remember the Great Recession or the financial crisis of 2008. It was very bad. And even George Soros was quoted on it as saying, "We witnessed the collapse of the financial system in 2008. And all they've done and all they're still doing is print money to act like it didn't die. But the proof is in the numbers." In 2008, the Federal Reserve announced something they had never done before. They called it quantitative easing. But what it really is printing never before seen amounts of money. That money's been sloshing around and has mostly ended up in places like the stock market, which, even as we speak, continues to hit all-time highs. At some point, though, this money printing game has to stop, and the rest of the world knows this is a certainty. And in response, countries around the world have begun to move away from the dollar. China's begun their own bank transfer system, which is the first international payment system to compete with the US dollar-based SWIFT system. There's a worldwide move away from the dollar. They're trying to rush it out to be completed by, of all dates, September 2015. Russia as well has been purchasing gold at record levels, and trade agreements around the world are for the first time in decades being done outside of the US dollar. For this and many other reasons, I've been expecting a collapse in the dollar. It's baked in the cake, and I've been telling my subscribers to prepare for this since 2010. Back in 2010, I said that we probably had 5 and no more than 10 years left before the collapse. We're now 5 years in, and I'm seeing the first signs of a major collapse coming this fall, and part of my reason for this has come with my discovery of the Shemitah.
Right, this is the part I want to get into. I've heard you speak and write on it recently. It sounds fascinating. Take as long as you want here and just tell us more about the Shemitah.
Sure. Regarding Shemitah, I want to state for the record that my discovery of it has emerged as part of my financial analysis. The Shemitah has religious connotation, but that's not my focus. The point is that there are evidence-based ramifications to Shemitah, and from a practical standpoint, that's what I wish to investigate and address. I'm just looking at the facts of what appears to be happening around September of this year, and that just happens to be the end of the Shemitah year. Whether this is a coincidence or not remains to be seen. And I should also say that I don't necessarily think this September will be the end crisis of all crises. It could be just the beginning of a process that unfolds that takes many years to end in total collapse. But that said, I first heard of the Shemitah after reading Jonathan Cahn's book, The Harbinger. That book mostly talked about eerie events related to 9/11 and the Shemitah. While I found all the events related to 9/11 to be incredibly interesting, the thing that really got my interest was in what he said about the Shemitah. Now, as background, the Shemitah is the Sabbath year, and it's the seventh year of the seven-year agricultural cycle mandated by the Torah for the land of Israel, and it's still observed in contemporary Judaism. To put it simply, every 7 years is a Shemitah year. Because it is based on the Hebrew calendar, it doesn't fall on the same dates every year as our Western calendar, but it does follow quite closely. The Shemitah is also known as a time where all debts are settled, every 7 years. It also can be interpreted as the washing away of things. But what caught my attention was that the last day of the Shemitah for the last two Shemitahs in 2001 and 2008 fell on days with a major market collapse. The last day of Shemitah in 2001 fell on September 17th, and that was the first day the US stock markets opened after 9/11. That day had the greatest one-day stock market point crash in US history up to that time. The Dow fell almost 700 points, or 7%, and it was a record that held for precisely 7 years until the end of the next Shemitah year. That year was 2008. On September 29th, 2008, the exact final day of the Shemitah, the Dow plummeted 777 points, which still today remains the greatest one-day stock market crash of all time. You may be noticing quite a few sevens in all of this. As well, on that day, it was the only known day on the New York Stock Exchange where the opening bell wouldn't ring.
You're watching CNBC's Squawk on the Street, where the opening bell should have rung 5 seconds ago, but has not. I don't know whether we actually need the bell to start trading.
Hold on, hold on. There is a little bit of a consternation down here about there being no bell. All right. Our market reporters are standing by. Bob Pisani, have you ever seen anything like no bell?
Yeah, that's a little strange here. But
I then decided to go back to Shemitah years since 1900, and I was very surprised at what I found. 1917 was a Shemitah year. 1917 marked the year that the U.S. entered into World War I, and soon after, the Russian, German, Austrian, and Turkish empires had collapsed. Remember, the Shemitah is a time of washing away. 1930, 1931 was a Shemitah year, and certainly wasn't a good time to be in the markets. From the beginning of the Shemitah year until the end of the Shemitah, the market dropped 50% from 200 to 100, and then after the final day of the Shemitah, the market dropped another 50% to below 50. Now, the next major Shemitah was in 1937 to 1938, and if you were in the market that year, you'd have lost nearly 50%. But, more importantly than the stock market during that Shemitah year, was what was going on in the world. During the Shemitah year in 1938, Germany began foreign aggression and seized Austria and Czechoslovakia. The World War that began in 1938 finally ended in September of 1945, nearly on the exact same day as the final day of the Shemitah. Countless empires and countries were left devastated by that date, again a washing away, if you will. The next Shemitah was in 1973. In 1973, the Bretton Woods worldwide monetary system collapsed. The following Shemitah was in 1980, seen by most gold bugs and market historians as marking the end of the massively inflationary 1970s. Then the next Shemitah year ended in 1987. During that time, Black Monday occurred, the biggest one-day percentage drop in history on the Dow. That same week, the London stock market closed due to an extremely rare hurricane having hit London. Again, a sort of washing away. During the next Shemitah, the 1994 bond market massacre caused financial strife worldwide. And I've already mentioned the incredibly bizarre things that happened during the next two Shemitahs in 2001 and 2008. Of course, you can say that if you look for patterns, you can always find them in one way or another. And to an extent, that's true. But this Shemitah 7-year cycle is so eerily correct that it is well known on Wall Street as the 7-year cycle. For this reason, I've been keeping an eye on the end of the next Shemitah year on September 13th, 2015. And because of this, I began doing some research on what events may be happening in or around that time. And the amount of bizarre things scheduled for this coming September is what convinced me something is being planned for this fall.
Yes. Everything you've covered so far is the past. Let's talk about the present and near future.
Well, I decided to begin looking up the days on or around September 13th of this year to see if I could find any interesting events, and it didn't take long before I found numerous events, all happening on or around that date of major significance. The first thing I found was that the United Nations opens its 70th session of the UN General Assembly on September 15th in New York City. World leaders from around the world will be attending. They call it their Jubilee Session. Now, I didn't mention this yet, but every seventh Shemitah, or in other words, every seventh 7-year period, or after every 49 years, is called the Jubilee Year, every 50 years. In the Jubilee, according to Jewish religion, it is the year when God, supposedly, gives back land taken away from their ancestors to them. Of note, in the last Jubilee, in 1967, Israel won the Seven-Day War when Israel defeated Jordan and captured the West Bank, defeated Egypt and captured the Gaza Strip and the Sinai Peninsula, and defeated Syria and captured the Golan Heights. Looking even further back to the prior Jubilee year in 1918, the British Empire took back Jerusalem from the Turkish Ottoman Empire. And so in both prior Jubilee years, there was a major development in Israel. The next Jubilee year starts on September 14th of this year. As well, in September, the UN plans to launch a new plan for managing the entire globe called the Sustainable Development Summit from September 25th to 27th. Some of the biggest names on the planet, including Pope Francis, will be speaking at this summit. The focus of this plan is to expand the scope of global governance. Global governance can also be defined as one world government or a new world order. The Pope, interestingly enough, will be busy in the U.S. all of September, as on September 15th, the Pope will also be speaking at the UN, and then on September 24th, he'll also be speaking at the U.S. Congress. The next thing I notice is that Jade Helm, a massive, unprecedented rollout of the U.S. military inside of the U.S., runs from July 15th until September 15th. This is particularly interesting in that there always seems to be a drill being run by the government during when an actual crisis occurs. Jade Helm has already begun in preparations, and the amount of military equipment being amassed in the U.S. is truly mind-boggling. There's a lot of speculation that this amount of military buildup in the American South is in preparation for some sort of civil unrest. That speculation built when a number of Walmart stores recently closed on the same day across the southern U.S. with no notice due to plumbing problems and are said to remain closed for 6 months. This fueled speculation that it's to be used for some sort of detention center for unrest. They said they wouldn't reopen for 6 months, which just happens to be after September. But it gets stranger and stranger. Recently, the New York-based Federal Reserve announced it's moving its operations outside of New York to Chicago because of concerns about a natural disaster. One might ask, what natural disaster are they expecting in New York that they aren't expecting in Chicago? Then, after the Fed's recent Federal Open Market Committee meeting, it took the highly unusual act of removing all calendar references from its post-meeting statement. Normally, in the post-meeting statement, they include calendar events for upcoming important dates like the next meeting. This time they didn't, and they just alluded that a date range for their long-awaited 0.25% rate hike, which alone can almost teeter the entire financial and monetary system loaded with debt, would likely be in the fall. But while they didn't put any dates of future meetings in their post-meeting notes, they do have dates on their website of upcoming meetings. According to their site, the next meeting will be held just after the Shemitah on September 16th and 17th. Meanwhile, the U.S. federal government is buying another 62 million rounds of ammunition commonly used in AR-15s for training purposes, and NORAD announced that it is moving back into the Cheyenne Mountains because it is EMP hardened, leaving one to ask why NORAD is moving into the mountains to protect against a major attack at this time.
It certainly appears as though a lot is happening, all surrounding this September.
Absolutely, and the list of strangeness goes on and on. There was the strange 7-minute speech by Christine Lagarde of the IMF talking about numerology and the number 7 that she made in January of last year. She started the speech by saying, "As you can tell, I do what I'm told." And she went on to say, "I want to test your numerology skills on the magic number 7. Most of you know that is quite a number."
Thank you so much. Merci beaucoup. As you can tell, I do as I'm told. Numerology skills. By asking you to think about the magic 7. Okay? Most of you will know that 7 is quite a number in all sorts of themes, religions.
That's a strange speech about numerology and the number 7 coming from the managing director of the IMF. There was also French Foreign Minister Laurent Fabius, who made a bizarre speech in 2014, stating that we are on the edge of a climactic abyss.
We are, all of you know it, on the edge of a climatic abyss. In fact, we have 500 days to avoid a climate chaos.
Out of curiosity, I added up the days from that speech, and 500 days from it lands on September 23rd, 2015. Yet no one questioned him why 500 days exactly. You can find many more examples like this. Everything seems to be gravitating towards this September. Something's going on. What that is anyone's guess.
You want to take a guess?
There's too many variables to make a solid guess, but this is far too many coincidences that all seem to point to something massive happening around September of this year. Also, there's Martin Armstrong, who was jailed for having a computer model that amazingly predicts the fall of currencies, markets, and even nations, predicted 20 years ago that there will be a massive system reset, collapse, or crisis on October 1st, 2015. If you listen to the actions of the Fed, they seem to be worried about some sort of natural disaster to happen in the New York area. If you listen to NATO, they appear to be preparing for an EMP attack. If you pay attention to the U.S. military, they are apparently preparing for a massive amount of unrest inside the U.S. And if you pay attention to the U.N., September seems to be a very busy month with leaders from around the world, including the Pope, attending numerous major events. In fact, we've already seen the first rumblings of a coming collapse happening in both Greece and China. The Shanghai stock market has already begun to collapse, falling more than 30% in the last 2 months, and the Chinese Nasdaq fell 40% in the last 3 weeks. And in Greece, the banks and stock market have been closed for weeks, and they're laying the foundation for a civil chaos that I expect to fully foment over the summer and explode in September. This will set off a chain reaction that will shake the entire U.S. dollar-based financial system. This is enough evidence for me not to be anywhere near the U.S. from now until at least October, and specifically in the month of September. This is just too much happening all at once for my comfort. I think there will be trouble all over the Western world, but the U.S. seems to be ground zero for this coming crisis.
Think of the ground zero for the crisis. We're going to go right straight to break right here, but understand the Lord showed me this is going to be a physical battle on American soil. And we have an entire program. We're going to make it related to you on the VFN Torch. Go to VFNTV.com so you can actually get the convergence. And there's another program called Convergence where it's all coming together. This is it. This is this moment. You know, no man knows the exact day or hour, but there is some sort of systematic redemption of mankind, whether we do it intentionally or where God forces it to happen. More we get back from the break.
This is VFN TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Health Healthy communication is vital for a healthy marriage. This is Focus on the Family Minute. I'm John Fuller, and a lack of talking truthfully can harm your relationship. Here's family counselor Dr. Randy Carlson.
I think a great discussion within a married relationship is, when do we feel closest? What's happening in the relationship when we feel that? But I would encourage a woman to sit down with her husband and honestly talk about this. Again, I think it's so often what happens is disrespect shows up, words start to fly, people withdraw from each other, a wall goes up, sexual games start to get played, as opposed to just being honest.
Be proactive and protect against problems by being honest with your spouse about what's working and what's not working in your relationship. Then stop by focusonthefamily.com/marriage for more trusted advice.
We've been talking for some time, and it's not like entertainment, although, you know, we have moments that seem kind of entertaining a little bit. We try to kind of make it as light as we can, while it's actually the light of the gospel, because, you know, he tells us to rejoice always and pray continually, for this is God's will for us, so we can, you know, not be dreading what's taking place. But you can listen to the prophetic words. We have them available for you. You can get caught up on God. You can get discipled. You can go to VFNTV.com and subscribe to The Torch. You can subscribe to the newsletter. You can download the podcast. You can download the app. You can carry us with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And what God said specifically in this whole journey, because this is a network that God is building through your prayers and your love gifts. I mean, our sponsors and our partners and all the prayers that have gone up has birthed what you're seeing, you know, a network now that's reaching around the world, television and radio. And it's because God said, I have some things I wanted to say. And this is happening all over the land. It's obviously not just us, but he's raising up voices that just let us know. He says, listen, he says, you know, he commands us to go be the light of the world. We don't have an option. It just seems kind of new because very few people are doing it, but we all should be doing this. And if you're thinking, I just don't know how I can do it, you can do it by becoming a partner. You can do it by joining our sponsors who stand up and hang on the shingle of their business. I stand up for God and country in that order, and Israel. And by standing with us, that's exactly what you're saying. Mm-hmm. There's so many different areas.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
So this is nothing but confirmation of the things that, you know, God's been sharing with us, making known to us, making known to those that we know as well. And, you know, Rick Joyner, John yourself, you heard it.
Jonathan Kahn,
so many. And it's just like, you know, God says it once. When he says it once, it's going to happen. But he says, if it says it twice, it's a guaranteed thing to happen, is what Joseph told Pharaoh in the dream. And God said it, you know, many times over. And we got to prepare. You know, it's going to be hitting the world, this thing, it looks like. But ground zero is America. And I saw a physical battle on American soil. I can't give you too many details to it, although you can go back to the program and you can listen to it or watch it. But understand that God has shown me. He's shown me the physical battle. He's shown John. You know, we're warning. What we're doing, we're like a trumpet, and we're just blowing this warning, saying prepare. And it's just not a doomsday thing. It's we're going to get through it, but we're not going to be the same. Everything is going to be changed as we know it, based on what the Lord is talking to us. And, you know,
In fact, many people are not prepared. This is a great opportunity for you to share as many of these segments and prophetic words that we have been sharing over the last several years. We encourage you to go to VFNTV.com and go to The Torch and begin to share these words with your loved ones, because the time is short.
So you need to prepare. You know, a prudent man sees danger and prepares. A fool keeps going and suffers for it. We're such a blessed nation. We've been so blessed, it's almost difficult to think that tomorrow could be different than today. But it happens over and over again. I want to say this before we go to break. You know, this one particular nun was in Mosul, and she says, we were watching ISIS on TV. We were watching them on TV, and next thing you know, they were at our door. Mm. And there's some reason we dislocate that reality, and like, this is really happening in the earth. God is warning us. Let us prepare. and get in tune again with the voice of the Lord. We'll talk more when we get back from the break.
This is VFN TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
I command blind eyes.
Is valuable not only in the sense that it's alleviating suffering throughout the world, but more importantly, it is awakening people that if God is capable of working miraculously in this physical body, how much more capable is he of working miraculously to my spirit and saving me for eternity?
The doctor said that you had a torn rotator cuff. So show me what you couldn't do 5 minutes ago. And can you move your arm now?
Oh my. Jesus went around and he healed all. So all means all. It doesn't mean some. It doesn't mean, no, only a couple. He said all.
Pain, go now. Okay, now move around. Tell me how you feel. Muscle, tendons, ligaments, and bones be reattached now.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. We want to pray, you know, before we end this program, but we just want to tell you to prepare. And one way to prepare is, of course, prudent preparation, signing up for the Torch newsletter, but also begin to abide with the Lord. You know, go to iabide.org and get this abiding plan. We have a simple plan for you. You got to begin to learn how to hear his voice again or for the first time, because the Lord says, my sheep know my voice. And understand, if we'll hear him and obey him and follow him, he'll lead you through difficult times. So he led Peter walking on top of stormy waters. And so he loves us. He's calling us back to himself. We're either going to come willingly or come by choice or come by
force.
But let's just pray. I want to pray right now. Father God, I just pray for those that are listening and those that are watching, Father God, that you would encourage them, Lord. We just, that not to be fearful, but to be confident that this is a warning from you to prepare. You know the days, you know the hours, you know when these things are happening, God. But we thank you for the warnings that we can prepare, even if it doesn't happen. We can prepare and be prepared for it like a wise man and not a fool, Father God. And I pray right now protection over our audience, that you would keep them, protect them, guide them, and lead them, and grow them in an abiding relationship with you. Dear God, and we ask you, Lord, end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening, we pray in Jesus' name. God bless.
We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget, you can catch us at VFNTV.com on your mobile applications. You can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless.
We're family. Did you know that God has called us to be family? We're called to be the family of God. It's Father God. It's not like King God. It's Father God. Mm-hmm. And Jesus is our elder brother. Yes, he's our Lord and our Savior. He's the firstborn. He's the head of the church. He's our elder brother. We are not, we're heirs of God, not heirs of Jesus. We're joint heirs with Jesus.
That's right.
We're family. We're sisters and brothers. That's what we're supposed to love each other. The family of God. I remember Jesus was sitting around with his disciples in a house, by the way, and he's teaching them about the things of God. Mm-hmm. And his biological mother, Mary, and brother comes to the house, and they're knocking on the outside of the door. And they said,
And of course, they're talking to each other. Mary and her son's talking and says, oh my goodness, Jesus has lost his mind. They really thought Jesus lost his mind.
That's right.
They lost his mind and he hasn't eaten. He's been a long time since he's eaten. We need to go rescue him. We need to rescue him from his ministry because he's lost his mind. Don't you know this is supposed to happen in a temple, not in a house? And this goes on. And then Jesus, of all the things he said, this is very important. Of all the things he said, you know, somebody comes out and said, yo, your mom was outside. You know? And yo, sir. No, yo, your mom's outside. And so Jesus stops and he pauses. He looks at the disciples and he's talking to them. He says, listen, let me tell you who the family of God is. Mm. Let me tell you who my mother and my brother is. Those who do the will of my Father. Yes. Oh, more than anything, you want your biological family to follow God. But the truth is, you have no control over them. You tell them the truth and you honor their decision. Listen, the true family of God is those who follow his teachings, that have a desire to follow Jesus. See, the church is a family. Get into your, right now where you're at, in your fellowship. Say, listen, we need to start being family.
Mm-hmm.
And if people just still relate to you like sand, like organizations, like an orphanage, you know, just get your food, sit down, shut up, don't know nobody. Listen, find a fellowship that functions as family. Maybe Vine Fellowship Network's for you. Maybe there's a church in your area. Maybe God has planted in your heart. So you know what? I want to begin this in my own city. Check it out. VineFellowshipNetwork.org, where we're loving God, loving others, and leading others to do the same.